In one essay from your newest book, An Ordinary Person's Guide to Empire, you liken mainstream media to a buffalo and new media alternative to a swarm of bees buzzing around it. You say the buffalo shows us the news as a series of crises divorced from history. What can the swarm of bees do to help educate the public and show events within the historical and social milieu from which they come?
I think it was from an essay I wrote called The Collateral Damage of Breaking News, you know, where the mainstream media needs a crisis turnover, just like business houses need a cash turnover, you know. And so you're hurtling from one crisis to the next, and you enter the history of Afghanistan through the ruins of the World Trade Center, and then you have this whole sort of, you know, paraphernalia of experts who parachute down into this place and then consume it, and once they're finished they move on to the next, leaving it in a kind of darkness. And of course I was saying that, you know, how do you obviously one of the biggest problems in the supposedly democratic countries today is the propaganda of the mainstream corporate media, and how do we deal with that, which is a real problem, because, you know, railing against it isn't enough, you know. So, and you know we don't have the resources to replace it in any sense, because, as I keep saying, the corporate media doesn't support the neoliberal project. It is the neoliberal project, you know. So the only thing we can do, you know, in the media or any kind of independent media, is to contextualize it. To, the way I described it was like a CD-ROM, where, you know, you get the mainstream media and then you get the bees, which are like you click on the bee and you get the inside story. You know, so you put it in context. And I think the encouraging thing is that as the mainstream media has got more and more corporatized, more and more centrally owned by these corporations, despite the propaganda, despite the brainwashing, you're getting these huge marches on the streets, and you're getting people who know that they are being manipulated or lied to, and that's a very encouraging sign. But we need more, you know. And I think one of the great new things that's happening in the world is that digital technology has really released documentary filmmakers from the grip of big production companies or, you know, UN funding or government funding. So you have these films coming out now which are made on shoestring budgets, which owe nothing to the mainstream, and, you know.
In your latest book, you say Americans who have actively protested the war and fought against Bush's regime are as brave as any Iraqi fighting for his or her homeland. Can you explain the comparison?
Well, I think I include myself, that it's hard for people from the outside to actually come to grips with how brainwashed and how subject to propaganda Americans are, you know. So when you actually see it, then it's only then that I think, goodness, to have waded through all that and come to this position is a battle in itself. Maybe not bloody, maybe not, maybe not just traditionally brave, but somehow having to wade through mountains of this is hard. And I think that, of course, one of the things we have to say at this point is that the Iraqi resistance is fighting on the front lines of what all of us are fighting against. And so we have to support them. You know, we cannot just keep saying, oh, but, you know, the Mahdi army is not pristine and democratic and feminist and perfect, and we'll only support a pristine resistance, you know. We have to become the resistance. We have to do our part, which I think has to do with taking on these corporations and taking on our own governments and, you know, really making creating a situation in which soldiers refuse to enlist and people refuse to load weapons onto planes and real civil disobedience as opposed to just marching on the streets, you know. And I think the anti-war movement has been incredibly successful in a short period of time in creating an atmosphere where the facts are coming out. I mean, let's not forget that it took years before the people in America started resisting the Vietnam War, mm-hmm. you know. And here the resistance started almost before the war, mm-hmm. before the attack took place. But we can't choke up now.